This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. On the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Drop my keyboard. That's okay. I really can't type and talk at the same time. Cannot type and talk at the same time. Okay, so a lot to talk about. COVID has, I think, made a little bit of a switch. And I picked this up early on when I would be seeing patients on telemedicine, and I was starting to get 25-year-olds and 30-year-olds and 21-year-olds say they have fever. They have body aches, and they're having trouble breathing. Now, being in medicine for 20-some years, maybe longer, but I really don't want to divulge my age yet, I've rarely saw young people with shortness of breath. If I did have a young person with shortness of breath, they would be like having a pulmonary embolism, maybe something related to their birth control, maybe an issue because of smoking or pneumonia, but it was very, very far and few between. Now, I'm hearing it every day, multiple times a day. I live in Nevada, so when I look at the Nevada cases for new COVID cases, it looks like half of them are under 40. Half of the cases under 40. Now, again, I have to see more of a breakdown of who's in the hospital and you know, who's testing positive. So where did we go from this being mostly an over 65-year-old sort of illness to all of a sudden now I'm getting more calls from young people? Now, there's a couple theories for this. One is maybe most of the older individuals had it already. Okay, this hit a lot of people. It hit a lot of people fast in January, February, March. I still wouldn't be surprised if it was here in November, December. So I think a lot of older people got hit. And so now, who left is there to get hit? The younger people. But then you also kind of wonder if maybe this is a mutation of the virus. You know, they say the virus is weakening. Now, why would they say it's weakening? Well, because some places are citing not as many hospitalizations. In my neck of the woods, hospitalizations are going up. In Texas, hospitalizations are going up. Arizona, hospitalizations are going up. But in some necks of the woods, they're having higher positivity rates, but their hospitalizations aren't necessarily going up as much. These positive COVID cases are people that just are positive. They just have a positive test and they still feel fine. They're still talking and laughing and giggling and able to still, you know, work from home and whatever. So when you start to kind of look at the changes, so you start to wonder if this younger population is because it is a weaker virus and the weaker virus is able to, you know, take hold and still manifest, but not necessarily become severe? Or is it that we just have this population shift? Another theory is we have a lot of young people that really didn't dig the whole lockdown thing. You know, at first, you know, okay, so I'm middle-aged, so I'm a Generation Xer. So I'm in between the boomers and the millennials. And I'm parents of Zers, okay? So when this lockdown happened, all right, you kind of had this, okay, well, you know what, we're going to stay home. I get to stay home. I get to work from home. Nice, even though I didn't, you know, because I'm an essential in media and in medicine, so I was still able to run around and do whatever because I'm a workaholic. There's no way I could sit at home. But for a lot of us older individuals, we're like, okay, you know what, we could do this. It's going to suck, but you know what, we could do this. Well, the younger people are like, well, this is great, and I, why not? This is history. This is, okay, you know, we're going to do it for the cause. We're going to do it for the community. But they didn't take it as well. And the reason why I knew this is because I'm I'm friends and I associate with a lot of younger people because I know a lot of students. And, you know, even with the shutdowns, I had people say, look, you know, can we at least practice? Can we at least study with you? Can we at least? And I'm like, well, we're supposed to be locked down. And the younger people didn't seem to really, you know, dig it, okay, if I can use that word, even though that's totally not their word. It's more, it's not even my word. That's like 1970s. But anyway, so my guess is when we finally did get to open back up and we finally did get to kind of, you know, have normalcy and start to, you know, enjoy life again and whatever, I think a lot of the young people were like, ah, and they, you know, they went out and they, and I know because they were like, we're having parties, we're having whatever. Plus a lot of young people that had graduations, there's a lot of them getting married and, you know, they still want to get married. They still want to, you know, us older people, I mean, like my hair today, it's horrible. I mean, you know, we're like, okay, if we don't get our hair done, we don't, we'll live. You know, but with a lot of the younger individuals, you know, they're very, very visual. It's a much more visual generation because they have Instagram, they have Snapchat, they have, you know, camera phones. Their generation is a lot more visual. So they want to be seen. And younger people, you really can't lock them up for 2-3 months. Kids, so the Generation Zers were like, ooh, no school, ooh. They're all happy, they were all dancing, doing the dance, but even them, you know, my son was like, you know what, to heck with it, if we get coronavirus, we get coronavirus, okay, I want to see my friends, and, you know, they were still very, so that was after the lockdown, of course, because I said, be careful, it's still out there, but, you know, the younger individuals were told, this is a mostly over 65-year-old medical issue, it's not. Okay, let me tell you right now, this isn't an over 65-year-old medical issue. Maybe it's because most of the 65-plusers have already been exposed. You know, maybe it's because the virus mutated, but we are seeing young people. And when I hear a 20-year-old call me saying, I'm having trouble breathing, okay, that makes me nervous. Right? Because a lot of these young ones didn't live through Asian flu in 57. I believe it was the Korean flu in 60, I forget the year, 65. I have to double check that. Swine flu, a lot of, you know, they're also of the vaccine generation. And the vaccine generation got so many vaccines, which I support. Okay, but they didn't get to go through mumps and measles and chicken pox and all the other stuff that a lot of older individuals did. So I get nervous when I see a virus hit young people. I also get nervous as we're starting to see school districts kind of grapple between how they're going to reopen schools. And you have parents, you know, pushing for 5 days a week, other parents saying, let's just do homeschool, because COVID has shifted and it is shifting now to the younger generation. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Hi guys, Dr. Dolly here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this morning we had some breaking news. Carl Reiner, icon, Hollywood icon, writer, producer, director, actor, has died at the age of 98. We're told he died of natural causes last night at his home in Beverly Hills. That's according to his assistant, Judy Nagy, and it confirmed it to Variety. Now, Carl Reiner, I remember my first exposure to Carl Reiner was the Dick Van Dyke Show. I used to watch the Dick Van Dyke remakes or the reruns, and I thought he was hilarious. I think he played the boss, Dick Van Dyke's boss, and he was pretty, pretty good. And then his son, who played Meathead in All of the Family, Rob Reiner, you know, my mom pointed out, that's his son. You know, I was like, oh my gosh, okay, wow, okay, I get it. So, you know, you, when I was really, really little, I knew who Carl Reiner was, you know, very, very famously because of, you know, a lot of the shows I would see, and, you know, my mom would know what his influence, what, you know, how he influenced one sitcom versus another. And then many of the younger generation got exposed to him with Ocean's 11. And with Ocean's 11, he was the one that said, I don't know if I'm going to quote this perfectly, but he was the older gentleman, I forget who he played, but he was the one that said he wants his last check he writes to be, you know, the last one. Okay, I really messed up that quote. Anyway, he's the one that kind of made famous the concept of, you know, he's going to spend all his money before he dies, you know, and have the last check written, the last thing he writes. So he unfortunately has passed away, and I mean, 98 years old. When I look at this, I like to celebrate life as opposed to, you know, mourn, and, you know, seeing somebody live to the age of 98 is fantastic, especially for men. And so, you know, life expectancy, I always said, was going up, and was going up considerably. I understand the opiate crisis and other things, including COVID and flu, could possibly alter that. But for the most part, if you got some good genes and you're able to take care of yourself and you're lucky enough to get good health care and, you know, in the right place at the right time, you know, there's no stopping us, and we could very well easily live until our hundreds. So, Carl Reiner, thank you for generations of laughs and love and entertainment, and may you rest in peace. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So also in breaking news, the Supreme Court has struck down a state ban on taxpayer funding for religious schools. Now, again, it's a 5-4 ruling, very, very narrow. But the Supreme Court, and, you know, interesting, usually the Supreme, oh, that's right, yeah, the Supreme Court is usually really, really busy the last week of June. And the most contentious cases get addressed the last week of June, almost like, you know, they're going to throw the grenade and then they leave for the summer. So they're about to go on summer break. So this is why we're hearing all the rulings. And actually, I think today might be even their last day, yeah, of this session. So this was authored by Chief Justice John Roberts, and the court essentially backed a Montana tax credit scholarship program that gave residents up to $150 credit for donating to private scholarship organizations, helping students pay for their choice of private schools. The state's revenue department made a rule banning those tax credit scholarships from going to religious schools before the state Supreme Court later struck down the entire program. So they said a state need not subsidize private education, but once a state decides to do so, it cannot disqualify some private schools solely because they are religious. I agree with that. Under the program, a family receiving the scholarship originally could use it at any qualified educational provider, which a court's opinion noted means any private school that meets accreditation, testing, and safety requirements. The Montana Department of Revenue, citing the state constitution, then changed the definition of qualified education provider to exclude those owned or controlled in whole or in part by any church, religious sect, or denomination. Well, a lot of private schools are religious-based. There's Jewish private schools, there's Catholic private schools. So that could, you know, not every private school is secular. So the decision, which the state attorney general disagreed with, was biased, they said, and a, quote, no-aid clause in a state's constitution, which bars the state from giving aid to schools controlled in whole or in part by any church sect or domination. I'll tell you why I think this is very, very pertinent, okay? So parents of children attending a religious private school sued, and a lower court ruled in their favor, holding that the tax credits did not violate the state constitution because they were not appropriations made to religious institutions. The state Supreme Court overruled that decision and then ordered the entire program to be scrapped. Now, I know some of you are thinking, okay, wait a second here. So why does it matter? These are, you know, private schools. Most people using private schools, you know, have money. Why do they need the tax credit? That's not always the case. You have a lot of people going to private schools that don't have money, and they require scholarships. Also, many private schools allow the, you know, smaller class environment. I mean, now things are changing. But before, when you had schools where there were 35 children, some of them sitting on the floor, private schools offered an opportunity where the kids could actually sit at a desk You know, kids had, you know, a little bit more one-on-one. Some kids with special needs do really well in these private schools. So many kids with special needs go to private schools that a lot of times are religious-based. So now you're excluding them. So that's why this starts to get tricky. They say the issue was the case of the First Amendment's Free Exercise Clause, which applies to the states through the 14th Amendment. It forbids laws that prohibit the free exercise of religion. Robert said that the Montana Supreme Court erred when they failed to recognize that the state's constitution, quote, no aid clause, violated the First Amendment. So, yes, more the liberal judges were dissenting. Why? What was in a dissenting opinion? Well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg argued that there was no constitutional violation because the program ended up being shut down entirely, leaving families from all schools in the same position. Sonia Sotomayor argued in her dissent that the Montana State Court decision was based on state law having nothing to do with the Free Exercise Clause. Stephen Breyer, was joined by Justice Elena Kagan, argued that while Montana's AIDS program's inclusion of religious schools may not have been forbidden by the First Amendment's Establishment Clause, it was not required by the Free Exercise Clause, as Roberts claimed it was. But where I think this is very, very pertinent is, you know, because a lot of people, Montana's a beautiful state, by the way, but a lot of people think, well, that's going on in Montana. How does it affect us? This is an example of how we still do have a court system that can say, whoa, 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 guys, okay, you're starting to randomly choose here. And we had, unfortunately, with this coronavirus, very loosely made rules, kind of attacking the fibers of our Constitution, and it was allowed under the name of public health crisis, whereas state officials will say, okay, you could stay open, but your business can't, and if you don't stay closed, we could fine you could lose your license, you could go to jail, and it was kind of random because small businesses were saying, I don't get it. Walmart and Target and Home Depot are allowed to be open. Yet you're asking for everybody to make masks, and we have a craft shop and masks and clothing and people wanting to make their own clothing. And people, how is that not essential? Same thing with dentists. I mean, as a medical doctor, I'm trying to take care of dental complaints through telemedicine, and it was inadequate. But randomly, okay, well, because dentistry has a higher rate of spread of disease, so you have to stay closed. Yet, a grocery store where people can cough and sneeze on your fruit, that could stay open. So there was this randomness and not a lot of rhyme or reason or logic. And so with that, unfortunately, it started to make people kind of scratch their heads and go, look, I need a little bit more justification. I need a little bit more evidence as to why you made these decisions. So if somebody goes, oh, you're a private school, or you're Catholic, or you're Jewish, nope, now you don't get covered, that is going to look like a discrimination. But you see, we allowed that this whole time. We've allowed people to discriminate. You don't wear a mask, you don't get, you know, you don't wear a face covering, you don't do what we say, you don't get food. We're not going to serve you food. And it's all under quote unquote public health. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of America's most legendary comic actors and comedy directors has passed away.
There's nothing better than getting a laugh.
Carl Reiner died last night at the age of 98 at his home in Beverly Hills. Reiner was the creative force behind the Dick Van Dyke Show of the early 1960s.
Come here. Get out of here.
Carl Reiner was the father of actor-director Rob Reiner. The Supreme Court says public tax dollars can be given to religious schools. In a 5-4 ruling this morning, the court sided with parents who wanted to send their children to a religious school under a Montana program that allowed tax credits to private schools. However, the program had barred any government money to schools run by churches. Chief Justice John Roberts writing in his opinion that the Free Exercise Clause of the Constitution prevents religious observers from unequal treatment. Another large earthquake has rattled western Nevada, as the U.S. Geological Survey says. The magnitude 5.1 quake struck 18 miles north of the town of Mina overnight. Mina is about 4 hours northwest of Las Vegas. There are no preliminary reports of injuries or damage. Last month, a magnitude 6.4 earthquake hit western Nevada. Many lawmakers expressing concern about reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. House Majority Leader Democrat Steny Hoyer.
It is therefore very, very troubling when you have information that indicates that there are payments being made to specifically target U.S. personnel.
Hoyer commenting after being briefed about it at the White House. He disputed President Trump's claims that the reports of the bounties are a hoax. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so
nice. We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this is going to be kind of like a weird segment because I need to kind of wrap my head as to how to word this. But the one thing I think we've seen over the last few months is rules don't seem to matter. In fact, I even caught myself, you know, like speeding, making some lane changes that I wasn't supposed to. I'm not admitting this is guilt, okay? I can't tell you where it happened, so no jurisdiction can officially ticket me. But I kind of felt like nothing's really going to happen to me right now, okay? I'm not going to get busted because there's so much going on. A lot of rules are kind of being overlooked. I think in New York, famous George Washington Monument got completely defaced. There's people graffitiing on the walls, even though the state said, even though law enforcement officials said they are going to go after who did these, we've had a lot of laws broken and no real, what's the word for it I'm looking for? You know, when you do something, consequences, no real consequences. Many people are overdue for their driver's license. They're overdue for licensing. When you used to miss your driver's license, you got in big, big trouble. Like, you know what? We'll extend it. A lot of people are overdue for their medical boards or their dentistry boards or certain tests they have to take. It's okay. We're going to extend it. So a lot of us are getting this get-out-of-jail-free pass. For some, it's nice. Okay? You're like, okay, this is kind of cool. All right? I don't have to show up to work. I could just zoom in. Yeah, you might be, you know, required to zoom in, but you kind of have this break. I needed a refill on my medication. No, not the Vagifem. This is another medication. This is another estrogen thing, okay? I know. I love my estrogen. And I haven't done my blood work. I haven't done everything I was supposed to. And my doctor said, you can't get refills until you do this. But because of COVID, I can't do my blood work. I don't follow the rules. I get a prescription refill. Now, this lack of rules might seem fun, might seem exciting. My kids are loving it. You know, they're like, okay, well, I don't have to be at school. I don't have to watch what I say. I have heard my kids drop so many four-letter words. And I'm like, whoa, when did you guys get to talk like that? No, we always talk like that. Mom, it's just we're never home. Now that we're home, you hear us talk like that. Like, you're not going to talk like that. They go, well, you talk like that, Mom. Yeah, well, I'm Mama. Okay? All right? I'm supporting your tushies, so I get to talk the way I want to. And I notice I let the kids, you know, I mean, are they, you know, taking showers every day? Are they doing their laundry? Are they, we've let things go. No one's making their beds. No, I mean, it's just, we're just starting to get really lax about this. And whether it's something as minor as not making a bed to something as major as seeing a monument defaced or seeing, looting of stores, I think a lot of us have kind of picked up that not a lot of rules are going to be enforced. Take that and we get all these new rules. Right, well, you gotta wear a mask. If you don't wear a mask, you don't get to buy food. You're like, okay, so that's a rule. And then you put the mask on and you go in and then you see other people not wearing the mask. And you know, everybody's doing the mask shaming. They're kind of looking at each other and whatever, you know. But you're like, okay, well, this is kind of a halfway rule. And then you start to hear other rules, okay? Like that one who was paddleboarding in L.A. Well, you're not allowed to paddleboard. Wait, I thought we're supposed to social distance. No, you're supposed to stay at home. So then the rules start to kind of mix, all right? Then we're told, well, you don't have to wear a mask if you have a medical condition. Yet businesses, if they don't comply, they could get in trouble. So what are you supposed to do if you get inspected and you have two or three people who claim medical condition not wearing a mask? Now you get in trouble? So then as these new rules are coming, the enforcement, there's no guidance on enforcement. There's no guidance on how to protect yourself when you have intent. You have intent to do good and follow the rules, but you can't make other people follow the rules. And what I'm seeing from, you know, the cliff here is this whole brew of chaos. And that's a problem. All right. Once you think rules don't apply, you start, not following them and doing less. And I admit I've been doing the same thing. Same thing with like my nails and my hair. I mean, to me, I was like, look, I'm in public, so I need to do my hair every 6 weeks. I do need to do my nails. No, nails, salons, they were closed for months, which means the concept of you needing to kind of take care of yourself and primp and do certain things to make yourself look presentable. Nope, that doesn't exist anymore because we've closed down salons or we've closed down, you know, the concept of you needing to be social, you needing to take your kids to school, school even. I mean, I grew up, you know, if you don't go to school, you get taken away, even though that doesn't happen. And as a parent, if my kids don't go to school, Child Protective Services could be at my door. Now it's, no, we might not even have the kids come back to school. Or if we do have the kids come back to school, maybe we'll do this, we'll do that. I mean, everybody now is starting to fumble with what the rule is. And what's dangerous about this is many of the rules that we have been ingrained for years. And all of a sudden, we're making up new rules that, and most people don't get the memo. There's a lot of people that don't watch news. There's a lot of people that don't go on social media, understandably so. So then they walk into a grocery store to get food for their kids, and they don't have a mask, and they get turned away. Okay, well, you'd think, okay, everybody needs to get the memo. People should probably watch TV or whatever. Well, what if they don't have a job? What if they can't pay their Cox cable bill or their DirecTV? They're not going to be watching TV. I can't tell you how many people they say they don't have regular cable television. They don't. They might stream some Netflix, but they don't get local news. So we're starting to make these rules with no precedence, with not a lot of evidence behind them. I'm not saying this so much about the medical, but I'm saying about, you know, okay, well, you know, we're going to online learn and we're going to do this. And well, where's the evidence that works? You know, I mean, where's the evidence that somebody's underwear, people are apparently wearing underwear as their mask. They think it's funny. There was one, oh my gosh, I don't know if you guys heard this. There was a lady who needed to take Uber, she and her friend, and the Uber driver would not let them in the car if they didn't have a mask. Now, I don't know if that's an Uber rule, but again, we have a new rule. So apparently the woman took off her bra and panties. I think she gave the bra to her friend, and then she put the panties on her face, so they had a face covering. I mean, you would think this should be enough, but it's not, you know. So you're now also having random people make rules. You're having 16-year-olds, teenagers that are behind the counter at fast food rewriting rules. Okay, well, no mask, so no mask, that means whatever you're wearing doesn't count. I mean, people are just making rules up as they go. And these rules were made after years and years of kneading and refining and filtering. And you know how when you eat food, it goes through your colon and your colon just churns it and churns it until it gets out all the water. And then it kind of makes it into poop until it finally goes out. That's kind of what this world has done. This world has been one big colon. All right. And it has been making tons and tons of poop, but it's a methodical, well done process. Now we're pulling new rules out of our retroperitoneum, out of our butts, and we're expecting the world to kind of understand that. And we're having mess ups, whether it's with the refusal of service, whether it's what we're doing with school, whether it's what I see on the road. I see people violating tons of traffic laws now because they think nothing's going to happen. When was the last time you saw somebody get pulled over for a ticket? So in this rule-less society we're going into, be careful, because there's going to be a lot of stupid getting done. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road.
So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
She's alive.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Arizona has now announced closures of bars, gyms, other businesses, I think also movie theaters, for the next 30 days because of a, quote, brutal COVID-19 increase. And being licensed in Arizona and taking care of patients in Arizona over the phone, I have to tell you, yes, they have had huge spikes. Urgent cares haven't been able to take many of them. Testing, there are long lines for testing, so they're having issues. And so Arizona's going back to closing bars, gyms, movie theaters, and other businesses for another 30 days. That's according to Governor Doug Ducey. Water parks and tubing must also close. And they've had about 75,000 reported infections, up from 46,000 10 days ago. So almost doubled. And Maybe 75% increase. But they said our expectation is that next week our numbers will be worse. It will take several weeks for the mitigations we are putting in place to take effect. And the largest increase is those between the ages of 20 and 44. They now make up of 22% of the hospitalizations in Arizona. 16 other states have also pulled back reopenings. Bars were ordered to close in Texas, parts of California, some in South Florida. Beaches are going to close again for the upcoming holiday weekend. On-premises alcohol consumption has been suspended. Groups of more than 10 people are going to be prohibited from gathering at outdoor pools in Arizona, apartment complexes, private facilities. Again, 4th of July weekend, that's usually when people barbecue, they want to watch fireworks, get outside. Not going to happen. Arizona schools now are going to push back the start of their school year to August 17th. Did you know that many schools are supposed to open August 10th? We're talking in 40 days, schools are supposed to reopen. Might not happen. To reopen, affected facilities must attest to public health regulations and post it for the public to see. The goal, he said, is for establishments to get back open in 30 days. So they're doing everything necessary. Ducey said, now this was last week. Apparently at first he wasn't going to require that people wear masks to Trump's Phoenix rally, but now he's encouraging all Arizonans to mask up. AMC Theaters, from what I believe, they are one of the largest theater companies. They've had to roll back their opening. They were hoping to reopen when Disney would release Mulan and I think Trolls. I'm not sure if Trolls is online. And so AMC Theaters wanted to reopen, having some brand new movies and align it with Hollywood. Hollywood, I think, had to delay. AMC had to delay because of coronavirus. So those, you know, AMC has been struggling, and they've been really, really nervous about opening up and being able to, you know, make it in terms of the, you know, in terms of, you know, the financial ruin that this has caused. And unfortunately, now they've had to kind of put things back. Cirque du Soleil has filed for bankruptcy protection. Cirque du Soleil is, it kind of goes hand in hand with Las Vegas, as well as multiple other venues throughout the country, because Cirque du Soleil is a lot of the hotels that have headliners. You know, remember it used to be Frank Sinatra or Sammy Davis Jr. or whatever. Well, we do have headliners. Sometimes Jerry Seinfeld, or you'll have like Elton John or Cher or somebody sing, whatever. But Cirque du Soleil, the shows like O and Ka and Love, Michael Jackson's show. The hotel needs these shows to on their marquee, brings in, you know, people want to see the shows, just like you go to Broadway in New York, you know, you go to Vegas sometimes for the shows. And Cirque du Soleil has had to file for bankruptcy. They've also had to lay off 3,500 people. Cirque du Soleil is Canadian, and they blamed this bankruptcy on the immense disruption and forced show closures as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. It is aiming to restructure its debt with assistance from the Canadian government and private equity firms. So they had to, Michael Jackson won, fantastic show. Beatles, Love, I haven't seen, but O was one of my favorites, Ka. And Cirque has entered a, quote, stalking horse bid from its largest backers, including a mix of multinational private equity firms from the U.S., China, and Canada for $420 million. So they are trying to stay afloat, but they have to still file for bankruptcy and do layoffs. So they're going to receive $300 million in fresh funding to support a successful restart and provide relief for some of Cirque du Soleil's affected employees and partners. But they still have to deal with their liabilities, and they are drowning in $1 billion in debt. So it's sad to see, because if Cirque du Soleil can't regroup and can't come back and entertain, that, you know, you need other companies being able to, you know, fill in. And again, many people are cash strapped. So as we're starting to see the reclosures, businesses who barely got to reopen are mad. And apparently, Texas bar owners are suing Governor Abbott in Texas. So I'm looking right now at Washington Post. T. Allen Parker had to close up her brand new bar during the coronavirus pandemic. She had scrounged up money to pay her employees, manufactured her own hand sanitizer. See, that's, be careful with that, though. Okay, I do not like people manufacturing their own hand sanitizer, but I get it. The World Health Organization taught us how to do it when it was on short supply. She even sold masks. And apparently when coronavirus began soaring, they were told to shut down again on Friday. So the 45-year-old owner of Machine Shed Bar and Grill has put up a fight. She said, "You can't tell me that my little tiny little bar is the problem." She said, "He's the problem. He's targeting us, and it's discrimination." So she and 21 other Texas bar owners have sued Abbott as of yesterday and the state's alcohol regulators to halt the shutdown order, arguing it unconstitutionally bypasses the state legislature and comes at the particular detriment of bar owners, families, and employees. Barbershops, hair salons, and other types of businesses can continue to operate at full capacity. So the lawsuit says that the order is specifically directed at Texas establishments that makes most of their sales off alcohol unfairly singles them out. And again, this is what I'm talking about. You have, you know, not a lot of rhyme or reason with these rules. Now, bars, people coalesce when they drink. They might not be following social distancing rules. So, it, you know, I could see why a bar would be chosen over a salon, because in a salon, if you have two people, not, you know, not crowds of 100, but you have two people at a station, and they're both wearing masks, and they're using Clipperside, and they're sanitizing and all that, and you know, they're not being allowed in if they're sick, yes, there still could be spread, but it's not like a busy bar. So I get that, but it is unfair. If you, luck of the draw, picked a industry, excuse me, that just happens to be one that a governor decides to close. So the lawyer representing the owners is Jared Woodfill. He says this one individual is picking and choosing winners and losers. They say Governor Abbott has chosen to sentence bar owners to bankruptcy. Now, neither the governor's office nor the Texas Alcohol Beverage Commission immediately responded, but new infections have shot up in Texas this month, reaching more than 153,000 residents. Abbott admitted he should have been stricter on drinking establishments earlier in the pandemic. He said, "If I could go back and redo anything, it probably would have been to slow down the opening of the bars." Now, I live in Nevada. In Nevada, we have kind of the opposite going on, where the Culinary Union is filing lawsuits against the Las Vegas casinos demanding better employee protections. So you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you don't reopen, you go under. If you reopen, you could get sued. What do you do? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.